welcome. Worldwide, this is Spectrum. In the mix with Christian Mann. You're listening to Spectrum with Christian Mann.
Hey, I'm Christian Nairn. You're listening to episode 70 of Spectrum. Episode 70. Never would have believed it would have got this far. Thank you so much for sticking with me over 70 episodes. The show has changed quite a few times over that time, but I'm very happy where it is right now. So I hope you're still enjoying it, guys. So I hope you're all good. I hope you've had a great July. I hope you all are ready to settle in and listen to this month's mix. We've got people like Wasu. We have Camel Fat, Nadia Ali, we have John Dare, Yotto, and lots of really great artists this month. I'm also going to give you an update of things that have been happening, things that have already happened, like some cons, got some book stuff to tell you about, and I even have an excerpt from the book coming up, which is one of the first times it's been heard anywhere. So I'm excited about that, and also a new podcast project coming up too. But more of that shortly. Let's get the music rolling. First up, this is a very aptly titled track. This is by Alex Orion, Spectrum. We'll be right back.
the globe with Christian Nairn. This is Spectrum. You're listening to Spectrum. Spectrum. In the mix.
This is Christian Nairn. You're listening to Spectrum. Behind me now, you just heard Wasu, Bell Lap, and before that you heard Emiol, Embrace of Summer. So now, where to start? I've been spending quite a lot of time during the book recording for the audiobook. When we first did the book, I wasn't sure if I would do the audiobook because obviously I have a Northern Irish accent and I've got my work voice and I've got my normal voice. So I couldn't imagine sitting for days on end just chatting in my work voice. But, you know, we got to the end of the book and I knew I had to be the person to read it. It's my book. It's my story. So I'm very pleased. I spent a week down here in Belfast in a really nice little studio. And I'm very pleased with how it turned out. So you get to hear my lovely voice from September 24th telling my story. And you know, I've been rereading the book recently and I was looking over my time at We Have a Thrones and stuff. I know we still do it, but when we were really on tour, when we were in Australia and we coined the name Rave of Thrones down there in Australia, brought back a lot of great memories and the first gig on that tour in the Hi-Fi in Sydney and everything. So yeah, a lot of good memories in there. I'm going to be reading, as I said, a short excerpt over the next track or so. So I hope you enjoy it. So it's time for more music. And next, this is Talimus and Vocabular Uniqueness.
We'll be right back.
As soon as the interview finishes, my tension softens. The journalist chats a little while the cameraman looks as though he's packing up. "What can you tell us about next season's storyline?" she asks casually. "Bran and Hodor don't feature in the next season, so I can't give anything away," I reply. By now, I know the HBO mantra never to reveal anything about future episodes, so this feels as though I've dodged a bullet. "Right," she hesitates before wishing me good luck. I barely have time to compose myself before the tour manager collects me and escorts me to the stage. As we get closer, I can hear the chant again. "Hodor, Hodor. Looks like we're in for a great night," he says. Kickstart the evening, I've created a fitting intro. A monologue by Old Nan in honor of Margaret John that booms from the speaker. At that, the chants become louder and louder. And when I walk in, I take my place on the stage. It's hard to know why I ever doubted Raven of Thrones. The venue, the hi-fi, is wall-to-wall jammed with people. My heart is thumping. At first, I'm so preoccupied I can't take it in, as well as a selection of my deepest, darkest, bassiest house tracks. I've mixed in some of my own music that I've been working on in preparation. The crowd receive it well, which calms me, and it's then I take a moment to peer out. The room is bathed in bright light and smoke, and I can't stop laughing. Everyone is head to toe in their finest Westeros attire. Ravers in dragon onesies, men of the Night's Watch, several Daenerys Stormborns. I'm sure I spot a Bran and Hodor in the distance. There's a blanket of plastic swords punching the air. And what gives the night an extra special touch is the onstage entertainment, which takes the focus off me. Although I was doubtful at first, a huge replica Iron Throne has been created. Looks incredible. Actors also have been drafted in to play characters from the show, including a White Walker, a lap-dancing Robb Stark, and a raving Khaleesi. "Sometimes, Christian, you just have to say yes and go with the flow," I remind myself. Hodor, Hodor, Hodor. I don't think I'll ever tire of that sound. The set finishes at around 2 a.m, and I'm relieved that the night has gone without a hitch. I'm also bowled over by the warmth of an Aussie crowd. Talk about embracing the moment. No one seems afraid to let themselves go, all of which bodes well for the next cities in the itinerary. Until now, I've only just gotten my head around the fandom at home and in the States, but I'm starting to realise the extent to which Game of Thrones is a truly global phenomenon. Seeing and feeling it adds another surreal dimension. When I touch down in Perth 2 days later, it's as if the world has lost its mind. As I turn the corner to head through passport control, I see a blur of people in the distance, and when I walk closer, I recognize my own face. They're holding up blow-up press shots of Hodor from season 1. How the hell do people even know I'm on this flight, I wonder? And how can they even get into this restricted area, way past the main terminal? When I turn to ask the tour manager, he explains, "People buy flight tickets to get past the barrier." "Pardon? I'm not sure I heard that correctly." "They want to meet you and get their picture signed, so they buy a cheap air ticket." "People do that?" I say, gobsmacked. "People do that," he smiles knowingly. As we approach, the small crowd do seem friendly, and I don't want to disappoint them, though it's hard to believe that they're here for me. I stay for a while to sign autographs and take selfies. In fact, these people couldn't be a nicer bunch of Hodor lovers and Game of Thrones enthusiasts. But it does make me question a fan's sanity. Buy a ticket for my DJ set, by all means. Buy a ticket for a flight you're never going to take to meet Hodor? That's serious dedication, arguably tipping into lunacy.
gaze in your eyes. I see the shore inside. If I could dare to try, I just might catch your light. If I was by your side, I know you'd make it better. But I am here instead. And we're not together. And I don't really have a plan. And I don't really know how it goes. I just wanna hold your hand.
Thank you.
just coming out of track 7, and that was Molecule and Marcus Santorum, Fine Day. Before that, we had Camel Fat and Nadia Ali, Endlessly. And before that, we had Indifferent Guy, Nebula. A lot of big names in there. I mean, Nadia Ali was the voice behind Rapture, one of the biggest house music songs of all time, I believe. So as well as all things Beyond the Throne, I'm just back from Raleigh in North Carolina, and I'm leaving basically tomorrow to go to San Jose in California. About a week after that, I'm leaving for Portland to go to Rose City Comic Con. So it's crazy at the moment, all over the place, but I'm really enjoying it. It's really nice being out on the road again and seeing you guys. And there's another project coming out, Dungeon Master. It's a podcast story show, which I did with John Hamm, Alicia Day, Will Wheaton, and there's a load of other great people in there. It's a story about the inception of Dungeons & Dragons and Gary Gygax and the story of the people who created it. Because it's an interesting story, guys. Not just Dungeons & Dragons and the stories that are created in the game. The actual story of the creation of the game is really interesting. So worth a listen, and that's called Dungeon Masters, and I believe it's out today. Check my social media, you'll see stuff about it there. So back to the mix, and there's still a few more I want to play you guys. This is John Dare, You and Me.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're listening to Spectrum with Christian Nairn.
Tracks on Angera getting us almost to the end of this month's mix. We just had Avenue 1, Days and Nights, and before that we had Dosim on Jet Lag, and before that we had Yotto, Lost Connections. Guys, I hope you enjoyed this show. I hope to get to see you, one of you, or all of you, in fact, out on the road over the next few months. If you see me, come and say hi. Sitting in an airport somewhere, probably. Looking forward to seeing you guys, and looking forward to you reading this book. And I hope you enjoyed this month's show, guys, and I'll see you next month. I'm going to finish off with Alex Gold, A Trip to Tulum. Guys, have a wonderful month, and I will talk to you very soon. All my loves.
Spectrum.